This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's talk a little bit of college football, and I want to remind you guys that our college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary every Saturday. Rep your favorite college, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners, Bud Light and Tanners. From the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. All right, let's talk a little bit about Missouri here. No disrespect to K-State, no disrespect to KU, but it feels like this weekend is about Missouri. This weekend is about seeing how legitimate Missouri is. Now, Missouri should be 5-0 up to this point. Missouri is a better football team than Kansas. They also had them at home. Missouri is also better than South Carolina. They also had them at home. Missouri has not yet played a road game, and we are in the middle of October. One of the reasons that people were so optimistic about this Missouri team is the schedule. Well, the schedule did what the schedule was supposed to do. You have played very, very well. You are now ranked in the top 15 in college football. And now, in my opinion, the season starts. I don't care what Missouri did in the early part of the season. Sure, it was great to go back and forth with KU fans and win the game. Sure, it was great to beat South Carolina. But now their season starts. They have 5 inflection points in this season. If they go 3-2 in that stretch and avoid any other pitfall, I believe that Missouri is going to play in the college football playoff. Now, this is my question, and I hate to poke holes in what Eli Drinkwitz has accomplished because he has really turned things around. The first 3 years for Eli Drinkwitz in Missouri, he was 5-5, 6-7, and 6-7. Missouri was average. And then something switched. Something changed. They went 11-2. Last season, they went 10-3, and they are currently 5-0. Missouri is having one of the better regular season runs of any team in college football. Now, Rob, let me poll you on this one. I'm guessing, and I have not asked you this question, you would say that aside from Missouri, the 5 best teams in the SEC during the stretch have been as followed: Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. Maybe you put LSU in that category and you remove Tennessee, but that feels like the list. Missouri only has a win against one of those teams during this stretch. And they also haven't beaten LSU during this stretch. They lost to LSU 49-39. That was Jaden Daniels last year. That was the year that he won the Heisman Trophy. They won at Columbia. I was there. So Missouri, during this stretch, and again, I'm not here to poke holes in what Missouri has accomplished. They don't have a win like this during this stretch. They don't have a win like this under Eli Drinkwitz. This would be his biggest win, and it's not very close. I would say the only other 2 wins that you are maybe throwing in that conversation, maybe you throw the blowout win against Tennessee. You would put that in this conversation, but Tennessee wasn't great at this standpoint. Maybe you put early in his career in 2020, they had a home win against LSU. It wasn't a great LSU team, but it just felt good to beat LSU at home. I'm just trying to think of what wins you would put in this conversation. Maybe the walk-off win against K-State. They had a win against Florida on sort of a last-second kind of play. But we're not talking about the creme de la creme, the top shelf. We're not talking about those marquee programs in college football. Very simple. If Missouri thinks that they are a college football playoff kind of team, then you got to take care of business at home. This is not Nick Saban's Alabama. We saw Florida State dominate this team earlier this season, and Florida State dominated Alabama because they controlled the line of scrimmage and had the ability to run the football. Well, look, what does Missouri like to do? They like to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. Missouri in this game needs to eliminate some of the big plays that they've given up in the passing game. They cannot fall behind early like they did against Kansas. This is not Kansas. You cannot spot them a 21-6 lead in the first quarter of the game the way that you did with the Jayhawks. If that is the case, you are getting run out of the building by Alabama. I think that Ty Simpson is probably one of the five best quarterbacks in college football, at least the way he has played so far this season. We already know about Ryan Williams, who's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft at some point. Bernard's a very, very talented college wide receiver. Not really sure where he falls into an NFL draft perspective, but I'm guessing he's going to play in the NFL at some point. This maybe isn't the juggernaut heavyweight Alabama teams that we grew up with. This is still one of the better teams in the country and a team that is very capable of winning the SEC. Gabe DeArmond said this when he was on with us, and I think it's a very good point. The same way that Gary Pinkel had the win at home against Oklahoma the last time that Missouri hosted College Game Day, it feels like this is Eli Drinkwitz's version of that game. This feels like their 2010 game against Oklahoma at home. Now, it's not at night, but you were playing one of the better teams in the country, a marquee name, a marquee brand, and people are watching this game. Can Eli Drinkwitz get that crown jewel win, that win that right now he just doesn't have on his resume at the University of Missouri?
This is, and I know there's a cut in the folder. It was Brandon Walker, who's over at Barstool, saying this is the biggest game in the history of Mizzou. I don't believe that. But this is Eli Drinkwitz's biggest game at Mizzou, right? Like, maybe you want to say the rivalry because rivalry renewed, KU is in town. KU's not some, you know, rummy. They're not as good as Mizzou, but they're not some nothing. If you want to play that, if you want to play K-State because the time K-State was a really good program, like, that's fine. I'll listen to those conversations. But Eli Drinkwitz has never won this game. He's never won this game. He lost to Jaden Daniels. Last year, we can point out the games where it's like, oh, they were right there, but they finished 9-3 because Eli Drinkwitz lost this type of game. Like, now, what's good and bad for Mizzou is they have this type of game on the schedule 3, 4, 5 times this season. But if you go beat Alabama, and this is what Gabe said, and he said it perfectly yesterday in the show, if you beat Alabama, you now are in a position where you can afford a loss to Vanderbilt. You can afford a loss to Oklahoma because 10-2, you're still good. If you lose to Alabama this weekend, you're in a really bad shape for the college football playoff. Still a great season in Mizzou, but bad for the college football playoff. And this is the kind of game that Drink has not achieved yet at Mizzou. I think he does get that win on Saturday because it does feel like that 2010 Oklahoma-Mizzou game. It feels like everything's in Mizzou's favor. The talent is even. And now Faurot Field is going to be absolutely shaking and rocking. And I think that it's as much who you play, but when you play them, Alabama's on the stretch where they are just getting beat up week after week. They're winning the games, but back-to-back weeks of at Georgia, Vanderbilt at home is a gauntlet for the Tides. I like the Tigers on Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.